So the title of this message is Anyone Can Be a Witness.
Yes.
You know, the Bible tells us that we're all to be witnesses. Yeah. In Mark 16:15, Jesus told his disciples, go out and preach the gospel to every creature.
Amen.
And if we won't take the word to a lost and dying world, who's going to do it? John the Baptist was a witness for Jesus before he came on the scene.
Yes.
The Apostle Paul was a witness for Jesus to go and preach the gospel to the Gentiles so they too might be saved.
That's
right. I know none of us are John the Baptist or the Apostle Paul, and we don't have to be.
Amen.
God's willing to use anybody who's willing to serve, who's softened their heart and is willing to be used by God. He's willing to use you.
True.
So this evening, we're going to look at someone who was thought of less than less. If you would, please turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 4. We're going to be talking about the woman at the well.
Amen.
So it's John chapter 4. We're going to start. There's a lot to unpack in the conversation between Jesus and the woman on the well. There's a lot going on, and we're going to touch on a little bit of that. But right now, I want us to focus on verse 28. And it says, the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, come, see a man which told me all things that I have ever did. Is this not the Christ?
Amen.
Then they went out of the city and came on to him. See, when Jesus met the woman at the well, that woman there was shunned by the other women of the town.
That's right.
She couldn't go to the well to fetch water in the cool of the day like the other woman did. So she had to go in the heat of the day.
Yeah.
So when Jesus, on his way through Samaria, had his disciples go off and gather food, he made a point to talk to this woman. Which was strange because Jews and Samaritans during that time, they didn't have dealings with each other. In fact, they took every opportunity to avoid each other.
Yeah.
But Jesus made a point to sit and talk to her. And he asked her for a drink of water.
Thank you, Lord.
And she, being puzzled by that, said, how can you ask me for a drink of water, you being a Jew and I being a Samaritan? And Jesus said, if you knew who was asking you for a drink of water, you would ask him for water. And I would give you living water that would well up inside of you, a spring that would be overflowing onto eternal life.
Amen.
Jesus then was so patient and kind with her.
Yes.
He told her that you've been married 5 times and the man that you're living with now is not your husband. He didn't condemn her. He didn't put her down as the other townspeople did. In fact, he revealed himself to her.
Amen.
She said, when the Messiah comes, he will tell us everything. And he said, I am he.
Amen.
You know, the other disciples, nobody else got that. They had questions. They thought they knew who it was. And Jesus even asked them one time, who do you say that I am? They said, John the Baptist, the prophet Elijah. Even Pilate, when he asked Jesus if he was a king, Jesus responded with, is it you that say I'm the king? But Jesus revealed himself to this woman.
Amen.
This woman that everybody shunned, that nobody wanted dealings with. And she became a witness for the Lord.
Amen.
She ran into the town and she told the town, come and see this man that told me everything that I've ever done.
Yes.
Amen. Now, if you would, go back to John chapter 1. In verse 45, we're going to find another person who wants to be a witness. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can anything good come out of Nazareth? And Philip saith unto him, what did he say?
Come and see.
That's a trending thing throughout the Bible. When people encounter Jesus, when they have a one-on-one encounter with Jesus, they can't help but go tell somebody about it.
Amen.
There's a connection there. There's a freeing of the spirit that once they get a hold of the Christ, once they get a hold of the Lord and he does something to them, they have no choice. They want to go tell everyone.
Amen.
Even the people that Jesus healed, and he told them not to go tell anyone. What did they do?
They went
and told everybody.
Yeah.
You know, witnessing is important.
Yes, sir.
This map that you can see here is all the places that we've gone to witness to people.
Amen.
We've knocked on doors. We've invited people to church. We've told them about Jesus' love for them.
Amen.
Amen.
We tell them that, listen, there's a better way.
Yes.
Amen.
And Jesus, he emphasizes the importance of witnessing. If we go back to John chapter 4, please. In verse 35, he's telling his disciples, Say not ye that they are yet 4 months and then come the harvest.
Amen.
Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto eternal life, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Now, I want you to focus on that last bit right there where it says, He that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together.
Mm.
Now, see, I believe that one day when we all are in heaven, that God will we will be introduced to people that either we do not know or that we have simply forgot about. I believe that one day the Lord will say, Brother Lewis, I want to introduce you to Tom over here.
Yeah.
You laid a track at Tom's door.
Yeah.
And I've been working on his heart. And then he came to know me and accept me.
Amen.
Because it says here, he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together.
Yeah.
Someone sows the seed. The Lord works on that person, waters that seed. And then that person reaps the reward of salvation when they accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
Amen.
It's important to tell people about Jesus.
Amen.
It's wonderful that all of us are sitting here tonight. The people that really need Jesus are out there.
Amen. Right.
We have to go to where the lost are.
Yes. Amen, brother.
You never know. You stopping and handing to somebody a track. You don't know what God's doing in their life right then and there.
That's right.
And I believe that God puts people in our lives for certain reasons.
Amen.
There's people that you're going to come in contact with that I'm never going to come in contact with. You don't want to see them slip off into eternity separated from the Savior. Brother Tommy often tells us about 4 reasons why somebody won't come to Christ. And one of them is that they simply don't know. Nobody's ever told them. Nobody's ever told them that there's somebody out there that paid their sin debt.
Right.
In fact, many of them don't even know that they're sinners.
Right.
They don't even know. When we go knock on somebody's door, almost when you ask them, you going to go to heaven when you die? Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, why? Because I'm a good person.
Right.
You know, the Bible says that none of us are good, that all of us fall short of the glory of God.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
People don't know.
That's right.
And until they know of their sinfulness, they will never know their need of a Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's our job to tell them.
Yes.
With love and truth.
Amen.
And kindness.
Amen.
Jesus didn't make this woman at the well feel small. He showed her mercy and compassion. And he showed that even the lowest person could be used.
Amen.
I'm living proof of that.
Amen.
I never thought I'd be standing up here telling people about Jesus. Amen. And now I can't wait to go out there to tell people about
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Why? Because I got something.
Yes.
And I want other people to have that as well.
Yes. Amen.
You know, there's many things that people talk about in their day-to-day life. They talk about the weather, they talk about the news, they talk about the sports games, but there's not many people that want to talk about Jesus. And we could leave out of here tonight, and you might not see the sunrise in the morning.
Right.
For James said, what is your life but a vapor? Here 1 minute and gone the next.
Right.
And if you die without Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will spend eternity in hell separated from Him.
Right.
And you don't want that. And we don't want that.
No.
It's important to tell people. It's important that they know that there's a God out there that loves you.
Yes.
Amen.
He loved you so much that He sent His Son to die on the cross for you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He wants to have a relationship with you.
Yes, He does.
And then He wants to use you.
Amen.
Amen.
But you can't sit on the bench. As someone who grew up playing sports, I didn't want to sit on the bench. I wanted to be in the game.
Right.
That's right.
Amen. You sit on the bench and everything, you're not going to do anything. And I don't want to stand before the Lord when He calls me home and Him say to me, I see that you accepted the gift of salvation from my Son on this day at this time. Why didn't you go tell somebody?
Amen.
Why are you standing here alone?
Mm.
We need to go tell people.
That's right.
We need to go tell them that God loves them, that there is a heaven, that there is a hell, that you can be forgiven.
Yes, amen.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
Jesus told His disciples that they would be His witnesses through Samaria and all Judea.
That's right.
He didn't just mean those 12 people, because if He did, everything would have died when they died.
Right, right.
He calls us to be witnesses for Him.
Yes.
Now, you know, it's important to know Scripture. It's important to memorize Scripture because it's our only weapon against the enemy. But if you don't know Scripture, that doesn't mean that you can't be a witness. Because truth be told, your testimony is your best witness.
Amen.
You don't have to try to remember it. You don't have to try to memorize it because it's your story.
Amen.
So when you see somebody, tell them. We have to be observant.
Yeah.
We have to look and see. You could see somebody hurting. Just walk up to them and hand them a card and say, hey, Jesus loves you.
Amen.
And then put it in God's hands and see what He'll do with it.
Yes.
You could start having a conversation with that person. I personally look for things when I'm out and about. Now, if I see someone with a cross around their neck, I'll ask them, how long have you been a Christian?
Yeah.
I find ways to insert myself into the conversation. Because people don't know.
Right.
They don't know that there's consequences for sin.
Mm.
They don't know that there's a Savior out there that's willing to forgive them of their sins.
Amen.
This world does wonders to make you look the other way.
Yeah.
They want you to do what they want you to do, but Jesus wants you to do what He wants you to
Amen.
Do. And you got a choice
Amen.
To make.
Amen.
You know, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the church and for everybody who goes out to knock on a door.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm thankful for Jesus, who loved and died on that cross for me, a wretched sinner like me,
yes, sir.
And then decided that I was, in His eyes, worthy to be used.
Mm. Amen.
It's not easy to knock on somebody's door.
Mm-mm.
Don't think for one second that I don't get those feelings of, you know, nervousness and discouragement. Because the enemy is constantly there wanting to put that into our head.
Right.
You're not good enough to be up here doing it.
Mm.
You know what I say to that? You're right, but I know somebody who is.
Amen.
I'm not good enough for anything, but I know someone who is.
Amen.
God wants you to be a witness.
Yes, He does.
He wants you to witness to your friends, your family. He wants you to witness to strangers. I come out of Home Depot the other last weekend, and somebody handed me a track, and it was a wonderful thing.
Amen.
Because it showed me that there's still people out there other than us,
yes,
that are out there,
amen,
trying to do God's work.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, when I stand before the Lord that day, I want there to be a multitude of people behind me.
Yes, sir.
Not for anything, not for my glory, but for His.
Yes. Amen.
I want to bring as many people as I can with me. You don't want to stand before the Lord on that day with nothing to show for Him.
Yeah.
Amen.
That will be a sad day for you.
Yes.
Not to mention, you don't want to risk an opportunity for someone to slip off into hell because you didn't take the opportunity to speak to them.
Right, man.
I need to be a better witness. I need God's help in that.
Amen.
It's like Pastor Tommy talked about this morning. I can do nothing apart from Jesus.
Yeah, right.
If I'm not connected to Him, the desire isn't there.
Right.
The passion isn't there.
Right.
The words aren't even there.
No.
I have to trust in Him and Him alone to guide me to say what needs to be said and to help those that
right.
are hurting.
Amen.
And there's plenty of people out there that are hurting. They may put on this face that everything is okay, but it's not.
Come on, preach. Amen.
We all need Jesus.
Amen.
We need His help in our walk with Him.
Yes, we do.
Jesus wants you to be a witness.
Yes.
He wants you to talk to people in your area, in your circle.
Yes, sir.
Don't be ashamed. Jesus hung on that cross for you naked,
yeah,
bleeding, publicly.
Yeah.
Don't live for Him privately.
Amen.
The Bible says that Jesus will say to them on that day, if you're ashamed of me and deny me before man, I will deny you before my Father.
Amen.
Don't be ashamed to tell people about Jesus.
Amen, bro.
Regardless of what their reaction is.
Yes, sir. Mm.
And we need God's strength to do that.
Yes,
we need His help.
Yeah. So true.
So we pray about it. We ask Him to help us.
Yes.
We pray before we go out,
yeah,
and say, Lord, prepare the hearts of those people that we're going to knock on their door.
Amen.
A lot of times they don't answer the door, but we leave the track and then we put it in God's hands.
Amen.
And there are times when we talk to people.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
And they show up.
Yeah.
If you look on this map right here, this little blue dot right there, that's my house.
Amen. Amen.
Because that guy back there, Big Tom, came and knocked on my door.
Amen.
And he said, you got a moment to come and talk about Jesus? I said, absolutely I do. And we stepped outside, we talked about Jesus, and the very next day I was in this building.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And it's coming up on 5 years now, and look
Praise
what the Lord's
Amen.
Done.
Praise the Lord.
He gets all the glory for it.
Amen.
He's changed my life. He's changed my family's life.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. He's helped us put a ministry together at an assisted living facility where those people wouldn't have a chance to hear the gospel.
Right.
And 7 people so far in the 8 months we've been going there has been saved.
Praise Amen. God.
7 people have their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Praise
so that
the
way
Lord.
When they die, they will go into God's kingdom.
Amen.
We need to tell them about Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is the only way to heaven.
Amen.
John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me.
Right. Right.
And this world has put so many false religions out there that people don't know that there's only one way to heaven.
Amen.
And we need to remind them. We need to tell them. With love and with grace and with kindness. And at the same time, we also need to remember that we too were once lost.
Amen.
God wants to use you as a witness.
Yes, He does.
He wants it to be added to your testimony.
Mm.
We're all standing in line holding a number. Just as in the old days when you would stand at the lunch counter
mm-hmm.
and you would get a ticket. For your lunch meet, and you'd wait for the number to come up. We're all holding a ticket. We just don't know when it's going to get called.
Amen.
I don't want to waste any more time here on this earth and on not telling people about Jesus. When I stand before Him and all, I want Him to say, well done, good and faithful servant.
Amen. Amen, brother.
I want to take people with me.
Yes.
The only way we can do that is to take this book.
Amen.
And take God's word and bring it to a dying world, to people that need it.
That's right.
There's people hurting, and they don't know which way to turn.
That's right.
But you got to be able to be used. We just sang a song about He is the potter and we are the clay.
Yeah.
You have to be. If you've ever seen somebody mold and shape clay, it's soft. It's pliable.
Yeah.
It has to be able to be moved and shaped. If your heart's hardened, no, it's not going to work.
That's right.
It's just going to break.
Mm.
The only person God can use is someone whose heart is too hard.
Yeah. Mm.
So go tell somebody. Tell them. Come and see.
Amen.
Come and see what He's done in my life.
Amen.
Tell Him what He's done in your life.
Yes.
You know, they say that you can't take anything with you when you die. Well, that's true, but at the same time, it isn't true. Now, it's true that I can't take anything physical. I can't take anything material. I can't take my house, my bank account, or my cars. But I can bring every single soul that I talk to about Jesus.
Amen.
I can bring my family.
Amen.
I can bring my friends.
Right. Amen.
Now, people have free will, just like God gave us free will.
Right.
It's their choice.
Yeah.
Jesus said in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, let him open the door, and I will come in and will sup with him and he with me." It's a choice.
Yeah.
Jesus isn't just going to kick the door in and say, "You're coming with me." No, you have to accept Him on your own, willingly. So will you be a witness for the Lord? Will you make it a point to tell somebody about Jesus? You don't have to know a lot. Sometimes just praying with somebody.
Amen.
Just putting your arm around Him and hugging Him. Telling them it's going to be okay.
Yes.
There's not enough people out there that speak the name of the Lord.
Right.
We need to be those people. We don't need to be hiding our candle under a bushel. We need to hide it. We need to hold it up high so that others may see it.
Yes.
Amen, bro. That's good.
When you become a Christian, you're enlisted in God's spiritual armor.
Amen.
You're in His army. And if you think things are going to get easy for you, you're wrong.
Yeah.
People think that once they become a Christian, that everything's going to be good in their life. They're not going to have any more problems and all. And actually, it's quite the opposite.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you don't belong to the devil anymore.
That's right.
So now he's really going to come after you. And when he does come, you got two things to believe in. You can either choose fear or faith.
Mm.
Each one of them makes you believe in something.
Yeah.
Either one of them, you have to believe in something. So it's your choice.
Right.
You going to choose fear? Or are you going to choose faith?
Mm-hmm.
Because the last time I checked, God's still on the throne and everything filters through His fingers.
Amen.
You know, and it doesn't matter. Even if you just talk to Him a little bit. A little track here, a little encouraging word there. Because God can make a lot out of a little.
Yes, He can. Praise the Lord.
For that little boy's lunch.
Yes.
Made a lot out of a little, out of those loaves of bread and those two fish, didn't he?
Yes,
He did.
Mm.
Stand up for Christ.
Amen.
Tell somebody about Jesus. Tell them what they did in your life. You never know. Like, you could be going through, they could be going through something that you have experience with.
Yeah.
God wants to use you.
Yes, He does.
Amen.
Every single one of you, He wants to use you.
That's true.
There's too many people sitting in churches across America that are completely okay with sitting there Sunday after Sunday, reading their Bible, not saying anything about Jesus, just collecting their ticket to heaven, and that's it.
God help us.
That's going to be shame on that day, yeah, when you have nothing to show.
Wow.
When you're presented with the gift the Savior gave you of eternal life and you have nothing to give Him in return.
Wow.
Tell somebody. Yes, it's going to feel awkward. Yes, it's going to be, you're going to have doubts. Yes, you might have rejection. But remember, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting Him.
Amen. That's right, brother. Amen.
And you keep on going.
Yes.
You go to the next one. You can slide this. You can leave a restroom and leave this right on the counter. You never know who will come in there and pick it up because you don't know who's God's working on at the time.
Amen.
It's not hard.
No,
it isn't.
It takes strength to do it.
Yeah.
Because our flesh doesn't want to do it.
Mm.
Our flesh doesn't want to do the things of the Spirit.
Right.
We war against the flesh.
Yeah.
And the two are contrary to one another so that you cannot do the things that you would.
Mm.
So we have to fight against that urge.
Yeah.
I need help in that area.
Yes.
I need help to be a better witness.
Lord, help.
To be a witness. Mm. If you need help, ask the Lord to help.
Yes, amen.
Ask the Lord to help you. Ask Him to help you be a better witness, to give you strength and boldness. We come to the throne of grace so that we may obtain mercy and grace in the time of help.
Amen.
Be a witness for Jesus.
Yeah.
Add to your testimony. Bring somebody to Christ. Let me tell you, when you see that person on that day, you all rejoice together because I don't want my worst enemy to end up in hell.
No.
People out there don't know. They don't know. We had a gentleman yesterday. Didn't want anything to do with the gospel.
Mm.
Said he's completely fine with going to hell. He said he told me that it's going to be fine. It's warm there.
Oh my.
That's what he said to me.
Oh my.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know.
No.
People out there don't know. So we need to take this to them. We need to tell them. So that the way they do know.
Yes.
We need to give them a chance. We need to give them a choice.
Yes.
I don't want to miss an opportunity to talk to this person over here and then later on see them slip off into hell knowing that I could have maybe said something
right.
That could have prevented that.
Right.
God was gracious enough to save me. Someone was kind enough to knock on my door and help me. I want to do the same for somebody else.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's not because of me. It's because of Him who lives inside of me.
Yes.
When you have an encounter with Jesus, you go and you tell people.
Mm-hmm.
Go tell somebody. Tell somebody about Jesus.
Amen.
And see what God will do, not only in that person's life, but in your life.
Yeah.
Let's pray.
Mm.
Father, we thank You
for
this day, Lord. We thank You for our blessings. And Lord, we need Your help to be better witnesses. Lord, help us to speak boldly with grace and kindness so that others would know that You went to the cross and died for their sin. And all they have to do is accept Your free gift of salvation and that they too will be saved.
Right.
May You work on all of our hearts, Lord, to help us to be better witnesses for You. We love You and we praise You, Lord, and we thank You for all that You do. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray and ask this. Amen.
Let's stand and turn to 480.